The Fate of an Exorcist. Michael Strong, Part 1. When the search party reached the disused grain store known locally as Putchi, One Window, the bombing of Nanking was at its height. The night sky was bright with incandescent flares and filled with explosions. Japanese incendiaries were wreaking havoc on Nanking's wooden buildings. It was December 11th, 1937, about 10 p.m. The Yangtze Delta, all the way down to the sea, was in Japanese hands. From Shanghai on the coast to within 2 miles of Nanking was a devastated area on which death had settled like a permanent atmosphere. Nanking was next on the invaders' list, and defenseless. December 13th was to be its death date. For 1 week, the police of a southern Nanking city precinct had been looking for Thomas Wu. The charge? Murder of at least 5 women and 2 men in the most horrible circumstances. Thomas Wu, the story was, had killed his victims and eaten their bodies. At the end of 1 week's fruitless searching, Father Michael Strong, the missionary parish priest of the district who had baptized Thomas Wu, sent word unexpectedly that he had found the wanted man in the barn-like Putchi. But the police captain did not understand the message Father Michael had sent him. "I am conducting an exorcism. Please give me some time." This is the only exorcism reported in this book for which I have no transcript and could not conduct extensive interviews. My sole source was Father Michael himself, who recounted these events to me and allowed me to read his diaries. The main door of Putchi was ajar when the police chief arrived. A small knot of men and women stood watching. They could see Father Michael standing in the middle of the floor. Over in one corner there was another figure, a young, naked man, suddenly ravished by an unnatural look of great age, a long knife in his hands. On the shelves around the inner wall of the storehouse lay rows and rows of naked corpses in various stages of mutilation and putrefaction.
"You!"
the naked man was screaming as the police captain elbowed his way to the door.
"You want to know my name?"
The words "you" and "my" hit the captain like 2 clenched fists across the ears. He saw the priest visibly wilt and stagger backward. But even so, it was the voice that made the captain wonder. He had known Thomas Wu. Never had he heard him speak with such a voice.
"In the name of Jesus," Michael began weakly. "You are commanded.
Get out of here. Get the hell out of here, you filthy old eunuch.
You will release Thomas Wu, evil spirit, and..."
"I'm taking him with me, pygmy,"
came the voice from Thomas Wu.
"I'm taking him. And no power anywhere, you hear, can stop us. We are as strong as death. No one's stronger. And he wants to come, you hear? He wants to."
"Tell me your name."
The priest was interrupted by a sudden roaring. No one there could say later how the fire started. An incendiary? A spark carried by the wind from burning Nanking? It was like a sudden noisy ambush sprung by a silent signal. In a flash, the fire had jumped up, a living red weed running around the sides of the storehouse, along the curved roof, and across the wooden floor by the walls. The police captain was already inside, and he gripped Father Michael by the arm, pulling him outside. The voice of Wu pursued them over the noise.
"It's all one, fool. We're all the same. Always were. Always."